Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, welcome to these Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios. Did you listen to the Monster Cast yesterday? Did you hear yesterday's big Armed American Radio Network program? Hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of cities across the country. It was deadly serious. In particular, hour one. So serious that I'm going to spend today talking with you about it and break it down somewhat for you. I'm talking about my segment with Alan Gottlieb. I have known Alan a long time. Alan is a dear friend of mine, a personal friend of mine, almost like family. And that is, and I don't say that lightly, I tell you, because I value my friendship with Mr. Gottlieb. It's a very important relationship, both professionally and personally. Remember the old commercials when so-and-so speaks, or someone, everybody listens? Do you remember that? I don't even remember what that was. Maybe you can. MarketArmedAmericanRadio.org. But when Alan Gottlieb speaks, people listen. And they listen for a reason. And Alan reminded us last night in absolutely no uncertain terms whatsoever, none, what we face as gun owners today. It was not for the faint of heart, and it was tough to listen to. But I'm going to break some things down for you for this hour, because it was in fact that tough to listen to. I spoke with AWR Hawkins in hour two. Let me give you a little bit of shift here between the two. Alan told us in no uncertain terms, as a warrior, literally a warrior, he is America's gun rights warrior. There is no one else in America who has been in this bruising battle to the extent that Alan Gottlieb has over the last four decades. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News comes in hour two to talk about the same march and what it meant for us and what he thinks it means. There was a difference between the two men's opinions. And I want to go there with you today. Because if you listen to the program, you might be thinking, well, according to AWR Hawkins, it's not as bad as Alan Gottlieb makes it out to be. According to Alan Gottlieb, you might have taken away, if you went and listened to hour two first, you might then hear Alan Gottlieb second, you might go, wait a minute, man, he's telling me something completely different. And I think we need to get into the weeds with this a little bit together as gun owners, because we need to be on the same page here. And I can do that for you today. I thought about this last night. I don't sleep a lot after the Monster Show. I did fall asleep, though, watching The Walking Dead. But it was late. It was late. And I got to thinking about this. It was on my mind. I've got a racing mind anyway. I thought about this all day today. How can we break this down? AWR Hawkins, like me, wants to believe that, you know, this is it. Go home, kids, go back to school. And there's a lot of truth to that. There's a ton of truth to that. So I'm going to go there with you. There's a ton of truth to that. I feel that way, too. And when I mentioned that to Alan, Alan stopped me dead in my tracks and said, whoa, hold the boat here a second. And kind of brought me back to reality. By doing that, he brought you back to reality, too. Talking about, hey, don't push this off. Don't believe this is anything other than what it truly is. Mark, I've been doing this for 40 years, he reminded me. Stopped me dead in my tracks. And when Alan Gottlieb speaks, people listen. Senators listen. Congressmen listen. Presidents listen. World leaders listen. The UN listens. That's who listens to Alan Gottlieb. That's whose ears he has when he needs to talk about something important. That's where he goes. And people listen. We listen. I listen. You would be wise to do the same. There's fear in Alan's, not fear. I can't say it's fear. It's more excitement than fear. but very, very serious about where we are today. I want you to take a listen. Let's see if I can pull this up out of here. Because I want you to hear some of this. If I don't play it for you in this segment, I'll play it for you in the next. But I want you to hear some of what Alan Gottlieb has to say. And I'm probably going to have to do that in the next one because I'm not going to be able to pull that up fast. But I'll just continue to set this up for you. What happened on Saturday? Here was here's my belief. This is what I wanted to believe. Okay, it's over. Good, go home. And I do believe that. Go home. The vast majority of the people who are in Washington, D.C. are going to do just that. 70-80% of them, just a bunch of liberal dopes that want to show up and march because that's what liberals do. That's just what they do. Oh, it's an event. Let's go to the event. I want to see the event. Hold a stupid sign that calls a fellow American a murderer, makes them feel good. Whoop-de-doo, they go home. Right? Isn't that what generally happens? You see a lot of that. This one's a little different because of the media attention, right? We've been talking about it for weeks, leading up to. I've been telling you. I've been writing about it at Breitbart, writing about it at Ammo Land. Been telling you about it on Armed American Radio, on my daily devotional, on my armedamericanradio.com page. Be alert and be aware of what's getting ready to happen here, what you're getting ready to see. What did I call it? I called it an orgasm. This was just a media orgasm. It was a love fest, an orgy unlike anything you've ever seen. The media is all over themselves. Piers Morgan is so giddy. He's having Twitter conversations with people about repealing the Second Amendment. These people are just excited that they're going to change the world. Finally, America, through kids, is going to rid itself of its Second Amendment. That's not true. That's not true, I said. I reminded Alan, as I was reminding you when Alan was a guest, we hold the high ground. They're attacking us up the hill. And I was promptly shot down. Mark, he said. And he reminded me that we can lose this. That we absolutely can lose this fight. It isn't a matter of repealing the Second Amendment, he reminded me. They don't have to. All they need to do is seize power. That's it. That's all they need to do is seize power. Trump loses in 2020. The Democrats take over the House or the Senate. Done. House and Senate. Finished. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, today. Yeah. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Where's she from? Oh, she's from Florida, too. Wonder if Scott will support this. Just filed a bill today for you to have to get a background check to buy ammo. The media, as Alan reminded us, working in conjunction with the Democrat and the extremely well-funded left, doesn't have to rid us of the Second Amendment. They can just ignore it. Pretend it doesn't exist. That's a direct quote from him. Forget about it. Legislate it away. Make it so difficult through legislation that people just... And let's use the media to shame every gun owner in America to the point that they don't even want to admit they're gun owners. And of course, do you know who will keep their guns? They will. While shaming you, they'll keep your guns. That's what's getting ready to happen. That's what you're in the midst of right now. That's what they're trying to do. And they're using kids as mouthpieces to do just that. Alan reminded us yesterday that, in fact, it can happen. And it will happen. And it is happening. It's happening as we speak. And he asked the question, can we turn out 300,000 people on our side to march? Now, I have an answer for that. We generally don't have to. We already have a right to bear arms. We don't need to march and bring people out. See, it's the only people who march are people who want to take something from somebody. Have you ever noticed that? That's what the left does. Those are the people who march. We don't need to. Look at all those dopes marching. They're the ones trying to take away my right to bear arms. I don't need to go to Washington, D.C. That's what generally happens when it comes to conservative causes versus liberal causes. So we're going to talk a little bit about this today, go into a little bit about what A.W.R. Hawkins said, because I'm kind of like him, too. Yeah, most of these kids, as I said, most of these people are just going to go home. 80% of them are just a bunch of dopey liberals. But what about that other 20%? What's happening there? What's going to happen with the media after the march now that it's over? Have we seen the end of it? There's a couple faces out there I hope we eventually see the end of. They're doing it to themselves. I won't give any more publicity where it doesn't need to be. But I'll go here when we come back. We'll spend the hour talking about this in some detail. Looking forward to it with you. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Back right after this. We've all seen the news. Mass shootings and terror attacks can happen anywhere at any time. London, Paris, New York, Vegas. And after every tragedy, the politicians blame the very people who need protection the most. You and me. You hear it on this program all the time. Our political system is not only unfair, it's leaving responsible citizens like you at risk. But now you can finally fight back. It's called the Complete Mass Shooting Survival Guide from the USCCA, and it's 100% free. You can claim yours for a very limited time at armedandresponsible.com. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com. You'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. It's packed with everything the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to know. Plus, it comes with a bonus audiobook that I recorded for you so you can listen whenever you want. You can claim yours in seconds. It's 100% free, and for a very limited time, you'll also get a bonus security checklist for your office, church, or school. Just go to armedandresponsible.com. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1 of 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
New information for you up at armedandresponsible.com. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. I want to go directly to an audio clip that I want you to hear from Alan Gottlieb. And I want you to take away from this. I want you to write me. I want you to tell me what you think about it. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. And I know I'm going to be getting a ton of email from yesterday's Monster Show anyway. Some of it's already starting to pour in, and some of you are taking what you heard to heart. But I want you to hear what Alan said, just a part of the discussion. I'm going to give you just a few minutes, and then we'll talk about it. Take a listen to this from Alan Gottlieb. How do we go forward in this type of environment?
Well, it's really tough, and I think we need to can't fight this battle the same way we've been fighting it in the past. And not that we're going to change our positions, not that we're going to change what we need to do per se, but how we respond to it. I was taking some of the news shots as an example, and there's all these nice, good-looking young kids demonstrating on one hand with neat slogans on their signs, and on the other hand, they're showing some gun owners counter protesting, and here's our old white bald guys carrying AR-15s out in the street, and the image just isn't going to help us with the general public whatsoever. What I'm working on right now, and I don't want to tip it all per se, but I'm working on a bunch of questions that need to be answered to solve some of the problems that we're facing, both in the new media, from the YouTubes of the world, from the Facebooks of the world, all the way on down to everything else. And we're working on a series of questions that we need to come up with new answers for. And they're going to send the Second Amendment Foundation, they're going to take that and send it out to 300 or 400 gun activists for their input and comments, what they think, and I'm going to take this from the grassroots on up, what they think we need to do to respond to this, on a solid, quick basis. And then we're going to work that out so that coming up, at least, we'll have a good game plan and be able to unveil it publicly for the gun rights movement at the Gun Rights Policy Conference, which is going to be in Chicago this year in September. But we're starting now real quickly to look at all the areas of vulnerability and messaging and how to get our word out, because right now a lot of our word is not reaching anybody. And so we're trying to look for the future on how to fight this battle before it's too late.
Before it's too late. We're looking to the future on how to fight this battle before it's too late. Could it really be too late? I mean, could we get to the point that it's too late? When Alan Gottlieb tells you we need to look to fight this battle, look how to fight this battle now before it's too late, you're damn right it can be too late. It absolutely can. I understand we have a phone call from Mike Paworski, who's been listening to the program, I think was listening to some of Alan's comments and heard it last night. Mike, are you on the line with us?
Yes, Mark, I am.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I appreciate you calling in. I'm taking it you were listening to the program. You heard my opening monologue, what I was talking about with Alan. I think that you were just listening. Did you hear the segment here from Alan?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. I listened live last night, and then, of course, listened right live this afternoon here at work. And, boy, just hearing him talk again. Last night I was sitting on the edge of my seat, with the checkbook in hand, just trying to figure out what else we could do to help, because it really feels this way. That this movement that we're seeing is unlike anything we've seen before, and it's scary. And when you hear somebody like Alan Gottlieb come on and talk like that, you're standing up. You're trying. It's 11. It's almost 11 o'clock at night. I'm listening to you. And I'm standing on the edge of my seat, trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, first of all, I appreciate you calling in for a lot of different reasons, but I'm not going to play. Maybe I'll go through this during the break. Alan, you heard the show last night. Alan had a lot of excited comments. He stopped me dead in my track on more than one occasion yesterday. I want you as a gun owner to feel good about where we're at. And that's why I tell you, we have the high ground. Alan agreed with me on that. You heard him say that.
Yes.
Now we do. We have the high ground. And the response is, does it matter if we're losing where we have the high ground? Where he was talking about was when I was discussing the media push, because I, look, this message from the left is getting out because of the media. That's how the message is getting out. I read a quote from or a tweet from Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan. But he put a tweet out yesterday that was extremely telling because Pierce is a longtime member of the quote-unquote legacy media, both in the United States and in Europe. The fact of the matter is, Mike, he put a tweet out yesterday that said, great finally to see the U.S. media stirring referencing guns. The media stirring referencing guns. In other words, it's great to see the media finally do something about America's gun problem, gun violence epidemic. And I responded to him that it isn't the media's job to stir anything. It's their obligation to objectively report the news. But coming from you, it's understandable. So thanks for at least exposing what we've been saying for years and proving me right yet again. Obviously, this is what the media is doing. Here you've got a giant inside that media on two continents telling us that, Mike.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, this media, and you know, stirring is almost a, you know, too polite of a word. You know, it's you know, they're grandstanding. You know, I think is a more accurate term, and it's shameful. It's just shame, and we talk about this all the time. What they're doing, how it's one sided. It's their, you know, they don't even care what Bloomberg's or what the Every Downs or Shannon Watts are saying. It's their rhetoric as well. It's the media's rhetoric. You know, they'll throw a name up there to, you know, to make it look like it's an actual news story. But this is their opinions. This is the owners of these media corporations' opinions just as well. They are trying to drive policy the same way that these anti-gunners, anti-constitutionalists are.
What I wanted to do yesterday, and you showed some concern when we talked off air earlier today about what appeared to be a disconnect almost between what we heard from Alan Gottlieb versus what we heard from AWR Hawkins. And I don't believe there was a disconnect. Here, let me set this up because now, can you stick around for a little while or did you just want to jump in and say, hey?
Sure, I got a few minutes.
All right, good. I'm glad you can stick around because I'm going to ask you to stick around for as long as you can. Thank you. While you're on the air, I might do that. Right? Put you on the spot, right? That was by design, by the way. I can do those things. You can say no. It's okay.
No, you got the big chair. You got the big chair. I'm right here. I'm ready to go. Let's do this.
If I don't get this big chair fixed at some point in time, somebody's going to hear this thing come crash landing and me go, oh, my God, and things break. But this thing, I think, is about ready to cag out on me.
You need a sign in there that says no chair breaking allowed.
Oh, hold on a second. I have a sign that says no food or drink. Hold on a second. We're going to take it to a break, so I'll let you hear me drink some of my iced Warfighter Joe coffee, by the way. Great stuff from Warfighter Tobacco. I'm going to order some more today, and I'm going to use the promo code AAR. I should just buy, you know, a whole bunch more of it whenever I do buy it because I drink this stuff like crazy, but here it is. No food or drink in studio, right? Yeah, no broken chairs in studio either. I hope this thing holds up. That would be funny, though, if that happened. I would laugh myself. Anyway, Mike, when we come back from the break, let's go into what we heard. We talked about what we heard from Alan. There was, I want to say fear, but it's not fear. There's a rush to get something done here. We need to react. And then I want to take away what we heard from AWR Hawkins and pull it all together. We'll do it with Mike Pawarski when we come back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
the Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Okay, we've got some fun stuff for you up at armedandresponsible.com. I did the voice for this, too, and it was a lot of fun. I voiced 9 chapters, all 9 chapters. Of this for you. I didn't know when it was going to happen, but it is happening today. Okay? And look, how many times have we seen it? We've seen it all in the news. It's what we're talking about. Mass shootings, terror attacks. They can happen anywhere and they can happen at any time. London, Paris, New York, Vegas, Parkland, right? After every tragedy, the politicians blame you. You and me. Now they have help from a handful of loudmouth kids. Leftists. Kids being exploited by the left. But you hear it here on this program all the time. Our political system is not only unfair, but it's leaving responsible citizens like you at risk. And that's what they want to do. They want to take everything away from you and leave you completely vulnerable. I'll tell you about that in the fourth segment. But you can finally fight back, at least with information. You know, look, when you have information, you're a step ahead, particularly these people. They can't even tell you what an assault rifle is. But head over to armedandresponsible.com right now, and you're going to learn what we really know about mass shootings, or how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter. It's not a box of rocks in a classroom, and a whole bunch more. It's packed with everything the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to know. And it comes with a bonus audiobook, like I told you, that I did, so you can listen to it whenever you want. Claim yours in seconds. It's 100% free. It's a limited time, as most of these are. But you'll also get the bonus security checklist for your office, church, or school, okay? really timely stuff. ArmedandResponsible.com, ArmedandResponsible.com. All right, Mike Pawarski, let's go back to you for just a minute here. I was going to play some of A.W.R. Hawkins in the second hour, but you heard what we're talking about here, too. Everything's going to be okay. I think this is going to die down. Now, how can we be in the fight for our lives and have everything be okay? A lot of people are probably asking that question. I feel like I'm getting, you know, two types of information from you here, when in reality you're not. We can tie these two together. The actual reality is probably somewhere right in the middle, isn't it? Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly right. It made me pull a little bit of hair out. You know, you hear Alan, and he's raising the alarm, and rightfully so. You know, this is horrible what might be able to happen. And you know, one of the points that you make and one of the points that AWR makes is that, you know, we do have the high ground. We have the Second Amendment. And I hear that, and I know that, and it feels good. And then I think to myself, though, well, they have the Second Amendment in California. They have the Second Amendment in New Jersey. Chicago, and it doesn't mean a lot there. They're legislating it out of existence. The court rulings are coming in one after the other, making it, you know, worthless document, a worthless, you know, sentences in an incredible document. But it's there, and we have to do things. I hear, you know, AWR come on, and I think it's, you know, he's the calming voice. Here's what we have. Here's what we have. This is what we need to do, and we just have to wait for this to fizzle out and die down. And I think AWR maybe hits it a little too soft. I think he needs to end with, it's going to die out, but folks, you need to write some checks. You need to get on your PayPal account or wherever you do it, because it's not going to happen by itself. You know, it will die down, but it's with good people like you, Mark, and like Alan working on this and making it happen.
Well, you're doing the same thing on your radio program, and many others are working on it too. The problem is, we don't have the reach of the legacy media. Now, Armed American Radio's monster broadcast on the weekends, no doubt, hundreds of cities, big, powerful microphone, and it reaches a lot of people. I get email from all over the world, and I know it reaches a lot of people. But here's what Alan is reminding us when he said to us yesterday, can we turn out 300,000 people? Let me read you an email that just came in 2 hours ago from Nicholas Goodwin. Says, good afternoon, Mark. First, let me start by saying I love your show. I discovered you through Kurt Schilling's show on Breitbart back in October and have been hooked since. And just as a disclaimer, I'm a guest every Tuesday on Kurt Schilling's Whatever It Takes with, yeah, that Kurt Schilling, right? The bloody sock Kurt Schilling, Boston. Yeah, that Kurt Schilling. He's the real deal. Love it. And Kurt and I are good friends. But he says, listen to your podcast while at work, and I'm so happy to hear your wife is kicking cancer's blank. And she is, too, by the way. My stepmom has been cancer-free for 18 months. It's a great feeling. He says, now, earlier today, I was listening to Andrew Wilco on Sirius XM. I want to credit him with the idea. And he suggested maybe someone should try to organize a Pro 2A type event. However, rather than travel to a designated location in the country or individual states, try to organize a massive purchase type day/weekend event. This would save tons on permits, travel, etc. And in the end, the individual has something they want, be it a new firearm, accessory, etc. I'm just curious what your thoughts on such an idea might be. I can see having such a large number of purchases in a small period being troublesome for 4473 processing. That's the NICS form, the background check. However, if I can reach out to organizations like SAF, SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, National Rifle Association, Gun Owners of America, Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership, National Association of Gun Rights, local clubs, ranges, shops, etc., to try to get the word out, is that something that sounds feasible? Sorry for the long message, and thanks so much for your time and input you might provide. Thanks for all you do for 2A Rights. Have a great day, and God bless. Sincerely, Nick Goodwin. Nick, thank you for the engagement. Thank you for the email. Mike, I mentioned this earlier. Alan said, can we turn out 300,000 people? I'm going to tell you right now, we can't. You know when we could turn out 300,000 people, Mike? If the Second Amendment were repealed, we could turn out 2 million people in Washington. Again, that's because we would have that momentum behind us. Right now, we're on top of that hill. You see, that's why we can't. And it's frustrating for people like us. It's frustrating for you, too, that we can't. It's not really complacency. It's like, look, I have my Second Amendment rights. I've got a safe full of guns. These people are full of crap. All I got to do is shut the TV off, and I don't have to hear their whining. But what happens is, while the media might go silent a little bit because it's hard to keep bringing David Hogg out all day long to throw a militant fist and call you a murderer every day when there's nothing to support the backstory for that particular day. Now that the march is over, they are working behind the scenes. And that's what Alan wanted us to know. And they're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do it, aren't they?
Yeah, they haven't been working behind the scenes since the February 14th shooting. They've been working behind the scenes for years. for years. Listen, now this one probably had, you know, since the last event, you know, whether it would be Vegas or even going back as far as Sandy Hook, they've been planning for this. They've been planning for the right people to come along, and when it was finally this high school, it was all their dreams come true. Wow. Now let's engage. Let's get this done. Here's all our plans to put these kids in front of the cameras and make this happen. This didn't all start on February 14th. They've been planning this event for a long time to turn it on us.
We've seen it. We saw what happened in Sandy Hook. Barack Obama and his machine was out within minutes. And I am convinced, there is no doubt in my mind, while I can't prove it, I can only tell you based on what I see, that it is impossible. Let me give you a real-life example. It's impossible for those kids to create the march that they created at their age in 3 weeks. It's impossible for them to do. Absolutely impossible for them to do. They want to have an idea. They got a great idea to do it, and guess what happened? The big liberal Democrat machine went into action because that's what they do, and they're good at it. They rolled out the carpet for them. Within minutes, they were organizing, and that's what that big liberal machine is very, very good at doing. Make no mistake. You saw it on Saturday. We warned you it was coming. We told you about the media coverage, okay? So where I'm going here, Mike, golly, I'm going to get cut off again by the break. God, just, I hate that. We saw after Sandy Hook, let me make it short. We saw after Sandy Hook that same type of reaction. And what I can't prove is, you know damn good and well that somebody in the bowels of the White House went, oh, my God, look, yes, it happened again. Now we can move. It's already pre-planned. It's already in effect. All they have to do is flip the switch. That's essentially what they did here, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And we know that Eric Holder said it many times, never let a tragedy go to waste.
Oh, that was Rahm Emanuel, but you're right. It was Eric Holder that said we need to brainwash people, and don't think that's what they're not doing. They're doing it. They're doing it in schools. Mike, we've got 30 seconds. Go ahead and take us to the break.
Yeah, so thank you for the correction there. You know, Holder just makes me so angry. But yet, dear Mark, this is exactly what's gone on. We need to be aware of what Alan has told us. I know we started out there. We need to be alarmed, and we need to continue to not sit on the mountaintop. Perhaps we need to get down and we need to engage. We need to engage face-to-face with this.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. Let's bring the whole thing back down into the middle when we come back and kind of find some parity between what I think and what I'm trying to put out to you. Look, gun owners, we have a Second Amendment, okay? Nobody's coming. Well, they are coming for your guns. We already know that. So we're going to find that middle ground here and tell you what you need to do to maintain your sanity while going out and kicking some serious butt. Back after this.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
The Mass Shooting Survival Guide, I did the audiobook for you, is available at armedandresponsible.com today. I did 9 chapters for you, so you get, not only can you read it in beautiful format, it's a book, it's gorgeous, but you can also listen to it when you're cruising around doing whatever you're doing. It's packed with everything the anti-gun lobby doesn't want you to know. And it comes with, like I said, that audiobook. But you can claim it right now. It's free. It's up there right now. It's 100% free for a limited time. You're also going to get the bonus security checklist for your office, church, or school. Don't miss this stuff. Armedandresponsible.com. Welcome back. Mike Pawarski, I want to draw some middle ground here relative to what messages we're hearing. Because there is, you know, what we're doing here is Alan's doing is he's creating urgency. He's telling you, folks, you can't sit around on your butts anymore. Period. These people are coming after you. They're well-organized. They are incredibly well-funded, and they have the ability to utilize the press. We don't have that benefit. Isn't that what Alan was saying?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right.
Okay. On the other hand, AWR Hawkins was striking that tone. Yeah, they do have this power, but it's not as bad as it was. It's not as bad as it sounds. The press is going to die down here a little bit. They've got the wrong spokespeople in David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez. I'm sorry, they just do. They have come off as far too militant, I believe, for middle America. They're not going to sway anybody. In fact, I don't think they're concerned about swaying anybody. If they're swaying anybody, they're swaying them against their own movement, which is what AWR was saying yesterday. Let them keep talking. Agreed?
Yeah, you know, and I think their culminating event, their coming out event, whatever you want to call it, on Saturday with their march, I think that was the turning point for me. I was alarmed, you know, waiting for the worst to happen, waiting for the bad shoe to drop. But it was kind of like when we watched the Trump rallies versus the Clinton rallies. You know, she had all these people and all the popular vote, and everybody in the polls was voting for her until you went to one of these rallies and saw 60 people versus 10,000 people. This is what I saw at this march. This march was, it's going to be 500,000 kids all right there marching on it. Well, there was half that number, and 70% of that number, with the first estimate I saw, was adults. These were all
They were the dopey liberals I was telling you about at the beginning. Same guys holding up stupid signs, blank the NRA. How about blank the shooter, by the way?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Nobody's talking about that. This is what the left does. They agitate. And that's what AWR and myself were getting across. But again, I was promptly stopped by Alan, who didn't want me to make you as a gun owner feel that you can be apathetic now. Okay? That's not the tone we want to strike. This is incredibly serious. Because these people do have feet on the ground, they have highly paid employees, and they do have professional marchers, all right? The left is notorious for that, and they're very, very good at doing that, and they have the legacy media, and they are utilizing social media, and that's what Alan was talking about in that first clip. I've been telling you for years on Armed American Radio, and now, 3 years, and it is, I believe, today, in fact, Mike, might even be the third-year anniversary of this program. I'll have to look that up. Been so busy, I hadn't even thought about it. Nonetheless, I've been telling you for years, if you give them one inch, this is why the bump stock ban is so bad. Take a listen to this young lady, Delaney Tarr, from Stoneman Douglas. Take a listen to what she said. I told you they're going to unzip. They're flat out going to just lay themselves out there and tell you exactly what they want to do. I told you, I predicted this was coming. Take a listen to this young lady.
Sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs. We are here for real change.
You know, Mike, sometimes it's tough to be right all the time.
Yeah. Now, listen, happy anniversary, by the way. And I experienced this recently as well. I did one of these roundtables with another media company, and the high school students stood right up, said, "No, we're here to take all of your guns. That's our goal. We're not going to stop until we're done. We want all the guns."
Well, that is exactly what their message is. I was, you know, I'm going to be on I've talked about this with AWR Hawkins, both on air and off. I'm going to be on Bullets with AWR tomorrow. I believe tomorrow. I'll have to check with him. But we'll be mentioning this because I have a phrase, incrementalization. It's a real word, but I kind of created that word in the context of what we talk about here, incrementalization being exactly what she just said. We'll take a bump stock ban, then we want the mile. We're not stopping there. I asked you before, if you give the dopey left their expanded background checks, you think they're going to say, okay, thanks, and go away? Oh, they're not going away. Give them a bump stock ban. You think they're going to go away? No, they're not going away. Give them an assault weapons ban. Okay, take them. You can even come to my house and get them. You think they're going away? No. Do you need me to replay what that young girl just told you? This is what Alan Gottlieb was telling us. This is how serious this is. This is how serious this is. And on the other hand, AWR is telling us from the perspective of the media coverage, the barrage that we've been seeing, that's what's going to calm down. He's not telling that anybody's going away. Nobody's going away. So, Mike, I think you agree with me in this case. Here's what we need to do. And a number of you have already sent me emails showing me the letter that you got back from Alan Gottlieb because you joined the Second Amendment Foundation. That's huge. Many of you did it, were $150 and became life members. Alan told us, Mike, yesterday that his membership based in the 18 to 20 age group is up 1,200%. You surprised by that?
No, absolutely not. Listen, when you sit and you think about this, I know Florida just lost it. Those group of young adults, 18 to 20, just lost their rights to own guns. Well, listen, they're protected by laws as juveniles, 18 and over, but now they're not an adult in Florida until they're 21 or over. What's going to happen to these 18 to 20-year-olds? What other rights? Now that this is a law, what other rights do they lose? They can't enter a contract with the federal government to purchase a firearm. What other rights do they lose? Can they not purchase cars? Can they not purchase cars? Can they not go to banks? What other pieces of paper can't they sign? They don't realize they lost a ton of rights, not just their ability to purchase a firearm.
And not only are they losing rights, they're not losing them, they're willfully handing them over. This is the naivety involved here. This is the emotion from the left. And what Alan Gottlieb reminded us is the emotion from the left translates to what we saw on Saturday. And as we discussed, perception is reality. And what A.W.R. Hawkins was reminding us, that's true. But that perception will disappear. Now, CNN is going to continue to stretch to get these kids on. They're going to continue to stretch to get these kids on. But you mark my word, if there's another shooting somewhere, you're going to see the face of David Hogg and Emma Gonzalez again and again and again. And they're going to throw their fist in the air, and they're going to tell you that they're coming for the inch and the mile, and they don't want crumbs. They want every single thing you have. This is a very misguided group of kids when you look at the totality of what we're talking about. They have absolutely no idea of the historical context of which they seek. Mike, I'll let you close it out. Go ahead. Tell me I'm right or wrong. It's up to you.
No, you listen, you know, I agree with you. The scary part to me is, you know, they're new. They're new to the anti-gun fight. They're the mouthpieces, and they're going to learn to stop saying things like "we want your guns," and they're going to move it back towards the incremental. They're going to become more dangerous. I just hope that it takes long enough for them to start paying bills and realizing they have responsibilities and they need to protect themselves. So hopefully this will work it out. But until then, I'm as concerned as Alan Gottlieb is, and that's for sure.
SecondAmendmentFoundation.org. Second Amendment Foundation is SAF.org. Go. You can't sit around anymore. The time to act is right now. It absolutely is right now. I know I didn't get to everything I wanted to get to today, and I know I jumped all over the place. Mike, I appreciate the call in. Thank you for calling in to give us your 2 cents as a contributor to the daytime show about what we heard last night. It's very serious business. Very serious business. There are people coming after your rights in ways you have never seen before, and they've got the help of some very powerful and very wealthy people behind them. Do not discount that. But that's okay. We can fight back. We just need your help to do it. I'm Mark Walters. Remember, until we meet again on the radio tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever give up your rights. Ever. See you on the radio.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.